Might like to compare this next speaker who comes from Galway with the two examples we have of Dublin. What you'll notice is that there is less twang than in the modern Dublin sound, but it does share the feature that is most predominant in the southern Irish sounds, which is this clear L in all word positions. So the tune is a little bit flatter, placement a little bit further back in the mouth. Go compare.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Glaucus. She was the daughter of King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleece and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Peleus was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Laucus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked at Medea cocked up in her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans and as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glaucus's head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered in the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. Now homeless, Medea hated the betrayal of her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting for fought frailly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often, the way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones? They're straw and chaff, the worst you can curse. Call me your every vile thing that creeps, I don't care, but Creon is king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you kept it zipped. You will talk treason, court your own banishment. I'm from Galway originally. I lived there for the majority of my life, living in Salt Hill, which is quite a middle-class area of Galway City. However, I spent the last 4 years studying in Sligo, around people from various parts of Ireland, so that's influenced my action and inflections for a lot of it. As well as suffering from having braces and mumbling for a lot of my life, my diction isn't as clear as it could normally be, but is generally just about the same as most Galwegians.